We can take the Salesforce technology platform that we already have and that all of you have invested so much into, and we can deliver it the next capability to make our employees more augmented and just to deliver much better business results. And that is what Agentforce is.
Welcome to Ask More of AI, the podcast at the intersection of business and AI. I'm Clara Shai, CEO of Salesforce AI, and today we're going to talk all about agents in Agentforce. Let's hear first from Mark Benioff at Dreamforce.
So we've helped you deploy your Salesforces, your service forces, your marketing forces. We've helped you deploy your commerce forces and your analytics forces. Of course, we've also helped you over the last several years deploy your data forces, your Slack forces. But now, and at this show, what we're all going to do together is we're going to work to deploy your first agent force. It inspires us to think about this in a new way. That's when we can start to say, what if these workforces had no limits at all? Wow. That's kind of a strange thought, but a big one. You start to put all these things together and you go, we can kind of build another kind of company. We can build a different kind of technology platform. We can take the Salesforce technology platform that we already have and that all of you have invested so much into, the Salesforce platform, and we can deliver it the next capability. The next capability that's going to make our companies more productive, to make our employees more augmented, and just to deliver much better business results. And that is what Agentforce is. Agentforce has to be the biggest breakthrough that we have ever had on technology. And I think it's the biggest breakthrough that I've seen in a long time in artificial intelligence. It's about humans with agents driving customer success together on the Salesforce platform.
Everyone is talking about AI agents, but what are they really? I think I did a pretty good job explaining them here.
So you just heard from Mark the vision for Agentforce, some of the customer success that we're seeing, and our ecosystem. Now I'm going to take us a little deeper and talk about what agents are and why the Salesforce platform is the easiest, lowest risk way to build and deploy agents for the enterprise. Now, there are five things that make an agent. First, you need a role. What's the agent's job? It's similar to the roles that you've already defined in Salesforce. If you use Sales Cloud, you have these roles for your SDRs, for your account executives. If you're like Kevin from Wiley, and you have service reps on Service Cloud, you have these roles defined for your support team. And so, if it's back to school and you need to scale up your service organization, you can start there. But it's not just defining the role, it's managing the role. Many of you already use Omni Supervisor to manage all of your service calls in real time. You can listen in, you can track how the CSAT is trending for every single call that's happening. We've extended Omni Supervisor to now also help you manage your agent force. We'll show you this in just a moment. The second thing you need is you need data. You need data. Again, you have this data in Salesforce already. Whether it's structured data, like a custom object, or it's unstructured data, like a Slack conversation and knowledge articles, all of that is there. You have your metadata in Salesforce, and you can even bring in your external data. You heard Mark talk about our zero-copy partner network from Data Cloud. All of your data from your data lakes, your data warehouses, all of that can now be activated by your Agentforce. Now, the third thing you need, this is really important, is you need actions. What are the workflows? What are the systems your agents can access to get the job done? Now, this is very powerful because it's the basis of automation, and it is not something you want to risk having an LLM hallucinate. Good news, you don't have to. You've spent 25 years building your trusted business logic into Salesforce, whether it's your prompts or the billions of flows that run every single week, or every line of Apex code you've invested in, and every MuleSoft API, All of that is there for you to point and click and empower your agent forces with. Now, the fourth thing you need are channels. This is where your customers and your employees interact with the agent. You already have Sales Cloud, you have Service Cloud, you have Marketing and Commerce Cloud, and only the Salesforce platform offers all of the major digital channels natively from within our app. WhatsApp, Apple Business Messenger, SMS, voice, email, it's all there. You just turn it on and you go. Now, the final most important thing that you need to deploy trusted enterprise agents is trust and security. The very first thing we built when we started on this journey was our Einstein Trust Layer. And every single agent force interaction runs through that trust layer, which means that you can rest assured that it has data security, like prompt injection defense. It has data privacy, like zero retention prompts and data masking. It has ethical guardrails, like our toxicity filter. It has guardrails to define what agents aren't allowed to do versus what they can. It has observability and monitoring. But it's much more than that. If you take a step back and look, everything that you've ever done has led you to Agentforce, because every role, every piece of metadata, every flow, every channel, all of that becomes the guide and the guardrails for your autonomous Agentforce. Now, let's talk about how these pieces come together to drive real business outcomes. It all starts with our Atlas reasoning engine. Atlas is the brain of Agentforce, and it takes your goal, it takes your role, and it loops, it creates a plan, it evaluates the plan, it refines the plan, and it keeps looping until it's confident it can achieve your goal. It uses advanced retrieval augmented generation, or RAG, to pull in the structured and unstructured data that it needs from Data Cloud, and then it takes action for you across the customer 360. Whether that's automating a financial services campaign in Marketing Cloud, or it's engaging with a prospect in Sales Cloud, or in the case of OpenTable, I'm a frequent user of OpenTable, confirming that perfect dinner reservation for your husband's birthday. All of that comes together, and if it ever gets stuck, Atlas knows to seamlessly escalate to one of your team members using Sales, Service, Marketing, or Commerce Cloud. Very smooth. My favorite thing, though, about Atlas is that the more you use it, the smarter it gets. Because while everyone else in the industry is talking about reinforcement learning from human feedback, we have pioneered reinforcement learning from customer outcomes. That's right. All of the customer outcomes you have in the customer 360, whether it's marketing conversion rates or sales deal wins or service resolutions, all of that is used to continuously tune and improve your agent force. And because your data isn't our product, all of your outcome data is proprietary to your company, allowing you to create strategic advantage over time. Yeah, it's amazing. Thank you. And it just, tremendous kudos to our fantastic research organization for all of the amazing technology that's gone into Atlas and Agentforce. And we're seeing amazing results. 33% greater accuracy, 2 times greater relevance. And these are according to our customers' benchmarks, not ours. And this is the difference between a DIY science project versus a real enterprise-grade agent you can confidently deploy into production. And this is why we are so thrilled to be bringing Agentforce now into every Salesforce cloud. Sales Cloud, Service Cloud, Marketing, Commerce, every industry cloud. Einstein Copilot is being officially upgraded to Agentforce so that it can learn, reason, and take action for you. And to help you get going fast, we're also excited to be releasing over 100 out-of-the-box, industry-specific actions for Agentforce.
One of the most powerful things about Agentforce is that it's multimodal, which means that it can understand voice, text, and video. Let's look at an example of what a voice agent would look like on Agentforce. This is a live demo from Saks Fifth Avenue, from their actual customer support line.
As Mark showed us earlier, Saks just rolled out their new Agentforce agent, and they call her Sophie. Let's give Sophie a call and see if the experience is any different.
Hi, I'm Sophie, your Saks AI assistant. How can I help you today?
Yeah, hey, Sophie, this is Patrick. I'm wondering if you can help me with my most recent order. I think I might have got the wrong size.
I'm sorry to hear that, Patrick. I'd be happy to help. Is this about the Saks Fifth Avenue Collection cashmere baseball bomber sweater you purchased on September 9th?
Yep, totally is. That's the one. I tried it on, and I think it's just a little bit tight.
I'm sorry the sizing didn't work out. Based on your purchase history, a size medium should provide a relaxed fit. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, but I noticed you said cashmere. Is it going to shrink?
The sweater is 100% cashmere, so we recommend dry cleaning only to preserve the natural fibers and avoid any potential shrinkage. Would you like to go with a medium?
Yeah, let's do the medium.
Great. Based on your shipping address, you should receive it within 3 to 5 business days. Does that work?
No, I have a pretty big event coming up. Is there any way I can get it in like 1 or 2 days?
Unfortunately, that's the fastest shipping available for this item. Would you like me to transfer you to someone who can assist you further?
No, not right this second, Sophie. Thank you, though. Appreciate it. Okay. Totally different experience. Very friendly. I was able to immediately start talking. Sophie knew exactly who I was because she has my full customer 360 profile. She knew my orders because she has all of our order history stored inside of Data Cloud. She was even able to take some action. She was able to switch and order me a new medium jacket. But right there at the end, you may have noticed one thing that Sophie wasn't able to do. Sophie wasn't able to figure out a way to get me that jacket any sooner. And that's because right now, at this moment in time, Sophie really only knows how to talk to the shipping carriers. She can look that up, but that's about as far as she can go. But that's not as far as Saks can go, because Saks has stores all over the country. And if we could enable Sophie with some ability to identify those stores and maybe even look into the inventory of those stores, maybe Sophie could have gone one step further. And that's what I want to show you right now. So as Clara showed us earlier, we have our all-new Agentforce Studio with Agent Builder. And this is the very first time on a Salesforce stage we're going to show you this. I am so excited. So here we are inside of Agent Builder, and you can see we have our configuration here for Sophie. And configuration is really, really important. It's all natural language. What's so cool about building these agents is if you can describe it, Agentforce can probably do it. It's really, really awesome. So here we have our avatar, we have our agent name, we have our description, but what I really want to show you is these topics. Now, topics are really the foundational building block along with actions in how you build these new autonomous agents. And think about topics as just kind of categories of information. So I've got an order management topic here, for example, and that actually happens to be the topic that we were just in our last call with Sophie. And if you're wondering how that works, again, it's just a description. If we look at this order management topic, we can see the kind of description and scope of the topic. We can see some specific instructions. And what happened in that conversation is Sophie was just listening to what I was saying and identifying that I'm probably talking about order management. Simple as that. That's how we make that connection. No writing complex IVR trees or writing code to make that happen. It's just reasoning. Now, within these topics, we have actions. And you can see some of the actions that Sophie already knows how to do. And if you notice, these are actually just flows. We'll spend some more time on that in a moment. But you can see some of the actions that Sophie actually took, like finding my order number, checking the order status, even modifying the orders. Those are all actions that we just saw Sophie perform. But I want to add some new actions. I want to give Sophie the ability to find stores and see if we can find some new inventory. So if I click Add Action, I can see here I've got a couple things that might help me out. I've got Get Nearby Stores. I'm probably going to need that. Change Delivery Method. I might need that. But you'll notice I don't have anything for the store's inventory. I can't look into a store inventory anywhere. So let's fix that. I'm going to close this. I'm going to jump over here to add a new Agentforce action. Now, as we heard earlier from Clara, what's so incredible about Agentforce is you're starting from so far ahead because you've already got all of the workflows and processes built right into Salesforce. You already have all of your data. So you can see all of the flows. These are just all of the flows that you've already built attached to your org. You can pick these and add these to Agentforce. But in our case, I need to call MuleSoft. So I'm going to pick a MuleSoft API, and I happen to have a store inventory API already available to me. And what's amazing about these agents is they can actually query and talk to these APIs just like we would be able to. So I'm going to add this API. I can edit the inputs and outputs if I need to. And I'm going to go ahead and click Finish. Then we're going to jump back over to Agent Builder. If I add these actions, we should get some new things. So let's add Get Nearby Stores. Let's do Change Delivery Method. Let's schedule an in-store pickup. And let's store our add our store inventory API. So we'll add those, and you can see they got added to our actions here. Now, there's some magic here that's going to happen. I'm going to show you the magic, but there's some magic, which is we don't have to write any more code. That's it. That's all we had to do. We just had to add the actions, and Agentforce and Sophie are going to reason over what I want as a consumer and figure it out. But you don't have to trust me. Let me show you how it figures it out. We're actually going to show you the Atlas reasoning engine thinking every step of the way. So I'm going to go back in here, and I'm going to type in. We saw voice a moment ago. I'm going to type in what I want here. And bear with me, because I'm pretty confident, but I'm not confident enough to type on stage. So I'm just going to paste that in. So hi, my name's Patrick Stokes, customer ID, yada, yada, yada. And you can see, as she's analyzing, we can actually see the Atlas reasoning engine here right in the middle. We can see the prompt that I just gave it. We can see the connection to that order management topic that we just saw. And now we can start to see the actions actually being taking place. So Sophie is actually going out and querying our find order number flow, bringing that back. She's then moving on to the next step, which is to check the order status. Now, this is where she failed before, because in my question, I'm asking if I can get it any sooner. She failed at that before, but now she goes on to the next step, because she's figured out that I might have another way to get this here, the jacket here, just a little bit sooner. So you can see Get Nearby Stores. She's trying to see if there's a store near me. Now she's actually looking into the store inventory API. And then she's figured out that, hey, I need to go back to the customer. I need to ask if the customer would like to do an in-store pickup. She doesn't just schedule it herself. She's going to come back and ask me as well. So do I want a new in-store pickup? Yes, I do. We're going to enter, and we're going to see the conclusion of Atlas, and there we go. So now Sophie is figuring out these last few actions, which is to change our delivery method and schedule an in-store pickup. Now, what's amazing about this is all I have to do is deploy this agent, and it works everywhere, whether we're in voice, like we just were a moment ago, or whether we're in Apple Business Messages or in a chat on our website. It just works. It's all one agent. And to prove that to you, I want to give Sophie a call back, and I hope this works, but we're going to give Sophie a call back, and we're going to see if she now has this new capability. So let's give it a shot.
Hi, I'm Sophie, your Saks AI assistant. How can I help you today?
Yep. Hey, Sophie. It's me, Patrick, again. I wonder if you can just give me an update on my order delivery from my most recent order.
Is this about the Saks Fifth Avenue Collection Cashmere Baseball Bomber Sweater?
Yep, that's the one.
Great. We have two delivery options available. I can have it delivered within 3 to 5 business days, or it can be picked up as soon as today at Saks San Francisco. Which option works best for you?
Oh, that's great. I would love to come into Saks San Francisco and pick it up.
Great. I've placed the order and notified the in-store client advisor that you will pick up the item. They will have it ready for you within the next 3 hours. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that's fantastic. Sophie, thank you so much. You've been super helpful. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of Ask More of AI. 3 takeaways from me. Number 1 is that you can get up and running really fast with Agentforce. It took Saks only 7 days to deploy an Agentforce into production. Number 2 is that there's 5 components to every agent: the role, data, actions, channel, trust, and security. And the best part is that if you're an existing Salesforce customer, you already have all 5 with us. Last but not least, Atlas Reasoning Engine is the brain of Agentforce and the secret behind why it's so accurate and effective. Thank you so much for joining me, and look forward to seeing you again next time.